first day of the new quarter, the second quarter of 2019, so it's only appropriate that we look back at the first quarter. And let's look at the first quarter through the eyes of David Gracie, who's the head of fixed income and currency trading at Investec in Johannesburg. The Rand, let's get more contemporary first of all, David, because we were all waiting to put off our dinners and our Friday evening activities because of Moody's, and then nothing happened.
Yeah, it's kind of like we all pitched up for the show and the band didn't pitch, Lindsay, and initially, you know, they've done this before, and initially it created a little bit of confusion. Then people realized that there was no sort of they weren't changing their rating, and the synopsis is now that essentially I think they're waiting for the election to be passed and to see the reform packages that hopefully will be introduced. And then to give us a proper assessment in October post the medium-term budget framework.
Yes, indeed. So your interpretation of it and the market participants' interpretation of this is that no news is good news, and not the pessimist view, which says, well, that's because they're sort of changing their view because of the escalation of the Eskom situation. You're very much in the optimist camp, are you?
Well, not so much the optimist camp. I think they want to – I mean, the assessment that I'm applying is – that I think they want new information. I think all the stuff that they've previously used to rate us is well known. There hasn't been a lot of change, although I must say I am surprised that we didn't get a credit watch negative. But to all intents and purposes, I think the sort of feeling I'm getting is that all the news that they know, nothing has changed, and they're ready to wait and see if we get some reform packages. And then give us a proper review I think it's at the end of October or early November.
Okay. And to be fair, with the Rand in the early 1450s on Friday, I did a snap survey and I said, where's the next 25 cents on the Rand? Remember, I used to ask you that question at the end of all our interviews over the years. Most people said they thought the next 25 cents would be to the 1420s rather than the 1470s. Last week, we saw 1475 at one point because of the Turkish lira. We're now in the mid 1430s. But looking back over the quarter, how's it been? How's the Rand been performing? It's been quite enigmatic in many ways.
Yeah, I think by and large, what's been surprising to us is that the market has chosen to focus on sort of the macro picture rather than South Africa specific. We still think, you know, that there's a huge amount of risk that's not priced into South African assets, particularly in the bond market, the fixed income market. That's very, very strong, notwithstanding Eskom's travails and the fact that you know, we're approaching that debt ceiling, and we're getting quite close to that. And the finance minister has got his work cut out. So the last quarter has really been about what's happening globally. You know, how are emerging markets faring globally? And that hasn't been a very clear picture. You know, we sort of meandered from one day to a very sort of a bullish view on EM because it seems like the growth trajectory globally is topping out. Central banks have become a lot more accommodative. And then as we saw with specifics with the Turkish lira, they've had to push their overnight funding rates up dramatically. At one stage last week, you know, you couldn't find Turkish lira, short-term Turkish lira, for cheaper than 600% on an overnight basis. You know, that's just showing you the extent of some of the potential pitfalls in emerging markets. But I think if we go back even further than that, Lindsay, let's just start in January last year.
Yes.
We had this new dawn, and there was a huge amount of optimism with regards to South Africa. People thought we'd see some action fairly quickly, that the problems and the challenges were well understood and we'd see some action. What's transpired subsequent to that, of course, is that bullish picture or that new dawn hasn't really played out as the market anticipated. And as a consequence, you know, some old concerns have resurfaced, the biggest of which, of course, is Eskom. I have my own views around Eskom. As I said earlier, I don't think the market is as close to priced in the risks associated with Eskom. And then, of course, the government's debt concern or debt pile is not declining at all. In fact, we're seeing new highs as far as that is concerned. So that's kind of the picture over the last year, the last quarter, as we said, simply following the macro EM picture and Rand getting caught up in a lot of that news. And I think at some point we're going to have to focus on South African specifics.
Yes, exactly. That was the first thing I was going to say. Let's have a look at the local issues, because I've just reviewed the quarter from a macroeconomic point of view and gone through PMI and manufacturing and mining production and CPI and PPI and leading economic indicators and credit extension, etc. And it's been at best pedestrian and at worst really quite disturbing, the releases we've been getting, and I'm surprised the Rand has behaved itself. That's why I said in my introduction I thought it was quite an enigmatic quarter.
Yeah, and that's certainly our view, Lindsay. We certainly see the Rand hasn't reacted to some of the local challenges that we face. I mean, I think, as you pointed out, the economy is in a really bad space. That, the retail is under pressure. We can see that from the performance of retail share prices. Unemployment is, although we're seeing some benign non-farm publications, you only have to look around the street to see how constrained the consumer is. The economy is not doing well at all. Eskom is doing its best to derail any sort of green shoots growth that we may have experienced. Load shedding is going to become something that we're going to have to learn to live with. Not for days at a time, but certainly I think in the future for weeks and for months. And as I said earlier, Eskom is really our biggest concern, because in my own personal opinion, I'm not sure that in the current form that the problems that Eskom faces can be solved. I have some real, real concerns about Eskom.
Yes, indeed. And I think that we get lulled into a false sense of security when we get a few days without the so-called load shedding. I prefer to call them power outages. But we get lulled and everything's fine for a little while, and then the wrong batch of coal comes along or a boiler breaks down or whatever, and we're plunged into darkness once more. And I can't understand why the Rand has behaved so well. And the other thing that's really starting to worry me now is, A, the strength of the US dollar at around about just above 1.12, the euro dollar that is, and also the crack in the commodity prices that came last week. Commodities have been doing really, really well, and it doesn't matter what anyone says, the Rand is still a commodity currency. And if the commodities start to fall, and it started with precious metals and particularly palladium last week, then the Rand again could have pressure for, or rather an excuse to go down.
Well, there's no doubt we are vulnerable to global macroeconomic trajectories. I think, the one thing that has happened over the last sort of three to six months is people have begun to question this global phenomenon of GDP rises and rosy economies. Of course, all built on a massive pile of debt. So if one goes back to China, we've had these marginal downgrades in their growth trajectory, but they have massive problems in terms of financing their debt. The U.S. recently topped $22 trillion in terms of total debt, and Europe is in a not much better position. And so, if we see a downturn in economic growth globally, that problem is certainly going to be exacerbated. The central banks have tried to counter that by adopting a far more dovish stance, particularly the Fed. I mean, the Fed at one stage was touted to, they were going to raise rates at least three times this year. They've now come out and said they're done. We've seen the reaction in the bond market. So there's a lot of confusion and quite frankly, a bit of concern as to the growth trajectory going forward. As to this dollar strength, it has been quite strong, and that is something that we'll have to watch going forward. But the macro picture for me is not one that creates a huge amount of confidence, and I think we've got some hurdles to cross over the next few months.
Yes, the one that really disturbed me was the German output numbers that we saw, I think, around about 10 days ago. And with Brexit compounding Europe's woes, it sort of could be part of that cocktail of woe, if you like, when it comes to economic growth, which has been synchronized for nearly a decade, but is now starting to split. And if that happens, does it automatically mean risk off for emerging market currencies and the liquid one, i.e. the Rand?
Well, you've got this trade-off between the sort of global macroeconomic backdrop, and then, of course, how central banks respond. So historically, where central banks adopt a very dovish stance, then EM becomes attractive purely from a yield perspective. But if that is countered by declining commodity prices, a lack of demand globally, and then currencies with high current account deficits or current account deficits that are vulnerable do come under pressure. So there's a potential here, and I don't want to sound alarmist, But there's a potential here that EM in general and South Africa in particular, at some point in the next sort of 6 to 12 months, gets caught in a perfect storm. Our own balance sheet is abysmal. Eskom can't keep the lights on, so our growth trajectory looks poor. And then if the macro environment deteriorates markedly, we could, I hope I'm wrong, but we could get caught in a perfect storm.
Yes, indeed. So you're saying that the line of least resistance is to the downside for the rand against a basket of currencies.
Well, you know, if I look at the rand against the dollar, to see the rand at, say, let's call it 13.5 to the dollar, that's kind of the level we've seen over the last few months, the strong point of the rand. Yes, we've seen 13.20, a little bit marginally below that, but on average 13.5. Can we really go much stronger than 13.5? My personal view is no. Can we see a rand at 16 or 17? That makes far more sense to me, you know. And in fact, probably not such a bad thing, because we actually need to stimulate growth, and we need to get manufacturing going, and we need to be able to export a little bit more. And if we get caught in the eye of the storm, then certainly something like 16 or 17 doesn't seem, doesn't seem that far away.
David, thanks so much for taking time off from your busy trading desk. That was David Gracie, who's the head of fixed income and currency trading at Investec in Johannesburg.
The views expressed are those of the contributors at the time of publication and do not necessarily represent the views of the firm and should not be taken as advice or recommendation. Investec Specialist Bank, a division of Investec Bank Limited, is a registered credit provider.